Là, j'ai rendu, c'est bon. It's okay.
It's okay.
So first of all, hello, Mr. Fitz. It's very glad to meet you. It's an honor to have you.
It's my pleasure.
In front of me and in front of Kevin too.
Yeah, my pleasure to meet you.
So, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, it feels great. I'm very excited. I mean, like every night that we play, it's like the beginning.
Yes.
Every night we play, it's like the beginning. Although there are certain gigs that I think about at times, but every night we play, it's like the beginning.
Okay, fine. Because it's about more than I would say 40 years of activity. You have 5 albums in collaboration with the Expressions, right?
Right.
I noticed that all of this deal with love is all about love, I would say.
Well,
am I wrong?
All of my songs deal with love in some kind of way. It's about awareness, man. Love is the only thing that's gonna salvage the planet, save the planet. There's nothing else, because we have to be concerned about each other.
Yeah, indeed.
We have to be concerned about all people on the planet.
Of course.
In order to prevent the unthinkable, and that's the only way. Because if as long as everyone is just concerned about their priorities, and we on this spaceship called Earth. This is a spaceship, man. That's what it is. We're traveling
forever
through the galactic sea, and all of the other planets are like balancing mechanisms, so that we'll be able to avoid the collision of things that would put an end to this trip until we get where God wants us. So we're on a ship. We live. The Earth is the living quarters.
Yes, of course.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
So what we have to do now, if you're on a ship, imagine you're on a ship.
Yes.
Out at sea. And everybody on that ship, there's calamity, some sort of instance that causes calamity, and everybody, the only thing they think about is themselves.
Yeah, to survive.
I don't think we would make it, because everybody, the greed and everything was set in, the food supply and all of that. And we'll be trying to eliminate each other. But if we have a compassion for each other, what we would do, we'll figure out a way how to ration things. And everything will be in an orderly fashion, and the chances of survival will be much greater.
Okay.
See, what we are now, the way things are now, man, the reason why you hear so many bizarre things happening today, like we're in a state of mass hysteria now. Mass hysteria is when anything can happen on the news and it becomes ordinary. Just like the thing that happened in Florida a few days ago. People do stuff like that today. That's what they do.
Yes,
so we take it as a part of the norm. We are living in mass hysteria, but the sad thing about it, we're not aware that we're living in mass hysteria. If we knew we were living in mass hysteria, then somebody would start trying to come up with a way to remedy the problem. And the only thing I can think of is love of each other.
Right.
Of being concerned about the planet.
Yeah.
So according to you, it's all about consciousness.
It's all about love. And for years, man, I recognized
people together.
Yeah. I recognized that back in the 80s, and although I wanted to sing the kind of stuff I'm singing now, but now's the time for it, because when I tried to sing songs like that, people didn't pay any attention back then. So, but now, singing about love, the way people feel, letting the emotions out, I think, is part of the process of our survival. You know, it's about love, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand clearly. Yeah. If you talk about love, it's a great word, not only for ladies or. You have friends, can you talk about the expression, for example?
So now?
The expression, a few words about the expression, your roommate.
Well, the expressions, there's a whole lot of members of the expressions. We have various guys in the studio, Leon, for instance, Nick, and Homer is a part of the expressions. It's a bunch of guys belong to the expressions. Because I travel so much, some of the guys can, they got lives.
Yeah, okay.
So the expressions is a group of musicians, I would say it consists of at least 15, 16. And certain guys make runs with me certain times, and certain guys, you see them all the time, and but it's all about, man, they know what has to be done, and I have to be out here on the road, and they're young, they got families and all of that, but if I ask one to come out, they will come. They will come because they know how important what we're trying to do is.
That's right. It's not the first time you come to France. You were last year in Paris, kind of tour. You were in Rock en Seine live, and which was really huge and amazing. Some people talk about you, about vintage music, authentic music, and considered you as a boxer on a ring. What I think you already said it, but about your spirit on stage, your feelings. It's more than that, actually. If you don't mind, there's a movie called The Greatest Showman, which released recently on screen, starring Hugh Jackman. And I have to admit, you are the greatest showman, and more than that, you are the greatest showman. And I mean,
well, what it is, when I come on stage, I know the order of songs that we're gonna sing, but I really don't know what I'm gonna do when I'm on stage in regard to how I'm gonna express that song. Right, when I hit the stage, man, it's all about the spirit. I let the spirit control me. It allows me to make the songs more than just a song.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me the ability to make the song an experience. Because the stage to me is a place where I connect with the spirit.
Yeah, it's kind of the mystery, right?
And I know what I'm supposed to, I know the song's in order, but I'm totally animated by the spirit. So, and then it's joy. I pray for joy, where everybody in the room becomes extremely happy. So, that's what it's about, because I'm one of those old fashioned guys, man, I believe God is real. And when I say God, although I'm a Christian by faith, but I think any religion that tells you to love your neighbor as yourself and love the spirit of the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul. Any religion that tells you those two things, to me, regardless what religion it is, it's all right with me.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, because one of your records is called Faithful Man. So is it connected with your beliefs? Your you told me just to believe in God, right? So is it something connected with Faithful Man or?
Well, Faithful Man, Nicole Ray and I think Leon Michaels wrote that song. But I thought it was a great song when I heard the lyrics because it suited exactly what I wanted to convey. I wanted to convey where everybody is tempted. Everybody's tempted and but you always gotta be fighting for the right thing to do.
Yeah, of course.
Although, you know, we're human and we make mistakes, but you still keep right on fighting for the right thing to do. You know, we got to always be fighting for what is. We just don't just stop fighting for what is right and just become immersed just into all things that may be detrimental for us. We have to always be fighting for what is right. And the greatest thing is we have to always, the greatest thing that could happen to mankind, I believe, is to know what is right and what is wrong. I think we are living in a time now where people are not sure what is right and what is wrong. Because we put so much confidence in what we think what is right and what is wrong. It's not about what we think. Those books of all from the Torah, I think you call it Bhagavad Gita, to the Quran, to all of those books of ancient times, those are living manuals. God wouldn't make human beings and then give them, if you bought a camera and didn't have operation instruction, would you buy a camera without having instructions to show you how to operate that camera?
I knew, to be good people.
God gave us in all languages, like the Christ, the Buddha was the Christ for the people that he represented. Or Jonah was the Christ.
Yes.
For who he represented. The Christ. Jesus was the Christ for who he represented, but all of them said the same thing. It was saying the same thing about love and appreciation for mankind. Those are living instructions. But in latter times, people said, this God are living instructions. So now, I'm pondering, are we on a collision course with our demise? But because to me, they wouldn't have made all, they wouldn't have had all of those instructions. And basically, all of the instructions are saying the same thing.
Yes,
love each other. The only reason why it's different because some guy get it and say, no, I'm gonna put this in there. You know, I'm gonna say this, and he changed it. You know, he's corrupting the book by telling. And most people get their spiritual information from other people telling them instead of taking the time reading their instructions themselves.
Yes.
So that's the reason why we got the mess we got in the world today. So being a soul man, I'm gonna stand by what I believe, what I read. I read it.
Okay, fine. You're told, you said you're a soul man.
Soul in French literally means the music of lamb.
Soul itself?
The lamb, la musique de lamb.
In French, it literally.
Oh, you're talking literally about soul?
Yeah.
Soul is of the spirit, and the spirit is of God. You know, like in the Bible it says, when God put breath in the nostrils of Adam, Adam became a living soul. And he was a man, so he was a soul man. Spirit and the body of a man. The spirit is the soul is of the spirit. And the spirit itself is God.
So it's a little bit like God leaving a little bit in us when...
No, we all are two entities. We all are two entities, you know. Yeah. We're physical entities, that's the body. And then we're spiritual entities. We're not the bodies. The body is temporary. The soul goes on and on. It cannot be destroyed because it's non-matter. It's non-material. So, but we get so involved in our bodies and who we see in the mirror, we think that's us. Although it is us for a temporary, that's our machine. The body is our machine to get us around. The spirit, we're spirit creatures, all of us.
Yeah, it's all matter of spiritual and philosophical.
The bodies are like rental cars, man. You have it for a certain period of time, then you got to give up the ghost. You got to turn it, you got to return it.
So we are talking about France. So what do you think about soul music? I mean, soul music from New Orleans and this Orleans.
Well, soul music, as far as music is concerned, is any music that recognizes, like what I'm saying. I think soul, from my perspective, is singing it the way I feel it. And I think any artist would agree with that, regardless what genre of music that they're in. Mm-hmm. But since I believe that gospel is singing about the when and the then, and I believe that my religion is the way I should go. And I'm not a gospel singer, because I will be singing about the when and the then, when he's coming and what's gonna happen and all of this and that, which is a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. But I look around, man, I see thousands and thousands and millions of people singing that. Yeah. So I think it's a whole lot of preachers, and there's a whole lot of, I think the world has plenty.
Yes.
So I sing soul, which gospel is singing about the when and the then. Soul is singing about the here and the now, but hoping that it would be pleasing to God, saying it in a way that I pray that God would look at it as a joyful noise, making a joyful noise, something that God would be pleased upon. So I'm very careful about the lyrics that I choose. I'm very careful about what impression that it would leave on people. Because everybody today walk around, man, I don't eat this, that ain't good for my body. Mm-hmm. Man, your body's only just a little while here, but your soul is gonna be forever. But they don't care what goes into their ears, to the spirit.
Yeah.
The same way you're making choices of what you put in your body to get a healthy body, we should make the correct choices of what goes inside to affect our spirits. So I think music, I think things that we see, everything affects us. If I were living in another country, I wouldn't be speaking English, because I would be speaking what I hear. So I try to use choice words when I write my songs, to make sure it builds something that I can be proud of, that I said something that in essence will make you feel good at the moment, and give you kind of scope you to a point of where you're looking for positive things, good things. I don't sing for just the amount of money that people pay me. So that you could pay me, I don't care if somebody offered me, man, an unbelievable amount of money. if they gave me a song and wanted me to do that song, I'm not gonna do it. Now, years ago, maybe I would have, but now, nah.
Yes, I understand. Unfortunately, these days, currently, it's all about money. Obviously,
it's all about money.
Yes, all you do, whatever you do, it's all about money.
Yeah.
I mean, all the artists.
Now, I got a song called "It's a Sad, Sad World."
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
When money is king.
Yeah.
Now money is king now.
Yes, correct.
Every night, so the world is getting sadder and sadder.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But it could be better because we have living instructions in all languages. And all of those people, like Prince Gautama and Arjuna and the Christ, and all of those people that came along telling us how to live. Matter of fact, Prince Gautama had money. He had plenty of it. And he decided to become a beggar. Because he was finding himself. He found out that all the things that he had, the women and all that stuff, didn't satisfy him.
Yeah.
So it's the same story. Same story, just in a different language.
So if I get you, it's all about ego, it's all about money, it's all about... it's not about authenticity. To be a true artist, to be a true singer, it's not you... you don't care about you don't care about money. All you care just about what you think, what you really do.
Of course, you know you're living in a world today that you need money to survive. You got to be practical.
Yes, of course.
But but there's certain things, man. You just got to just say, no, I ain't gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. You got to have a line, and even if you had a line of what you wouldn't do, at least that's starting somewhere, and then maybe the line could be stretched further and further of things that you wouldn't do. You know, the line could be moved to a higher standard, until humankind can say, man, this is what we got to do. It's not about us, it's about our progeny.
Yeah.
It's about what our kids.
Yeah, future.
You know?
Future.
So some people think that they can go out there and just blow up places and that's going to say, no, that's not the way. The way is show a good example.
Okay.
You can't fear nobody. You can't put fear in nobody to a point where you can scare them into doing the right thing.
If you don't mind, we're just talking about your collaborations. You used to to work with French artists, which I am Ratbound and Martin Solveig.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, anyone else? So which artist would you like to collaborate with?
I really don't mind. It could be. Any artist, if they got a good song and I like the song, I collaborate with anybody. If the song is a good song that I like.
So you can collaborate with us?
Yeah. If you got a good song, something that I really, really think is hot, man, yeah.
Okay, fine. We have just two last questions.
Okay.
It's about soul music. It's a new artist. I don't know if you heard about Patrice Ayo, Valerie June from Memphis, which mixes folk and blues and soul music, and also Michael Kiwanuka. I don't know if you heard.
I heard that name before.
Yes. Many people, they compare him as a new Otis Redding or new Bill Withers. So, in your opinion, what do you think about this new generation of soul singers? What could they bring something new? Something new in your opinion?
If they bring in something to the table that's touching people, man, in a positive way, it's a good thing.
Great.
It's a good thing. The world need more of those guys.
Okay.
If he's compared as the new Otis Redding, I think he could be just as great as Otis. But there's no, back in the day they used to compare me with James. but there can only be one James, there can only be one Otis.
Yes, of course.
So,
of course,
sure. But if he give you that kind of energy that Otis gave, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And if I talk about Sharon Jones and Dap Kings, Charles Bradley, Dennis Edwards,
yeah,
what could you say about your soulmates? What could you say about them?
Sharon, like a little sister to me, and Charles like a brother. I miss those guys, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I can't even explain how much they are missed. But when they was here, I tried to show them in every way that I could how much I really feel good about them. And when I think of Sharon, I did everything, told her many a times that she should just keep her on pushing as hard as she can, and she would come over to the house. And then she didn't have a family. She never got married. So music was her life. And then Charles used to get a little insecure a lot of times when he was pushed by Tommy in the beginning to really, really, really put everything in the pocket. And he got so frustrated one time when he was on tour with me. He wanted to go home, and I talked him into staying. Because this was his opportunity. He'd been working for this all his life, and he stayed. And I'm happy that he finally got a chance to live his dream. I'm proud of all them cats, man.
So you think they will live forever in your heart? Or...
Yeah. Okay. Man, they will forever be loved.
Okay.
Matter of fact, both of them is on my Facebook page. And they're gonna stay on it as long as I'm alive.
Sorry, I'm thinking about the classic, about My Girls, which is my favorite, by the way. I'm talking about songs. Dennis Edwards songs, My Girls, The Temptations.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite, by the way.
Yeah.
I really like this song. Papa was the Rolling Stones, and This Land Is Your Land, The World. In the future, would you think make a tribute in your recording classical songs someday? That is my last question.
Yeah, I would like to do some classical songs. But so many people are doing classical songs, man. They everybody's covering. I bet you My Girl has been covered probably 5,000 times.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody get a classical song, man. It's going to be just covered and covered and covered. So chances are we'll keep on writing, because that's been said. And I think the way David Ruffin said it, I don't think it could be said too much better. The original copy of My Girl, man. I mean, I haven't heard anybody do it any better.
I agree.
I would like to do a lot of covers. And if I did some covers, I probably would be covering another genre.
Tonight will you be able to make a cover or something else?
Yeah,
tonight?
Because if I was to do a soul a version of My Girl, I think Otis Redding did My Girl. I think and The Chain Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, man. I think a billion people done did that.
Yeah.
So I think when something is done it's just like somebody saying, listen, I'm gonna paint the Mona Lisa. I'm gonna paint a picture of the Mona Lisa.
You're wasting your time, bro. I get you.
Unless you really, really, really get lucky. It's just like the Mona Lisa, man. So I said, listen, I'm gonna do a version of the Mona Lisa. People look at you like this, yeah. Chain Is Gonna Come. Otis Redding did a great job of Chain Is Gonna Come, but not like Sam. And Otis was a great artist. Very few people can take something that's original and take it on another level. Take it on another level. And it might be accepted at that time, but sooner or later, the original gonna float right back to the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think covering a great song, covering great songs, some people can pull it off, but and then maybe one day we'll cover something. I think it's when something is done in perfection, man, you just leave it as that.
Yes, we understand. It was our last question, so we have to thank you very much, Mr. Fields. We have to say, yes, we have to say tonight is our special night because we are going to see you in performance on stage. So thank you very much, Mr. Fields.
Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.